Schönen Freitagnachmittag zusammen. Schön, dass ihr da seid hier im Proficamp im Deutsche Bank Park. Begrüße euch, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, hier im Pressekonferenzraum und natürlich alle, die uns zuschauen am Tag vor unserem nächsten Bundesliga-Auswärtsspiel. Es geht für uns nach Augsburg in die Fuggerstadt. Morgen in der WWK Arena um 15.30 Uhr treffen wir auf den FCA im nächsten Auswärtsspiel. Der Gästeblock wieder rappelvoll. Rund 3000 Frankfurterinnen und Frankfurter werden uns nach Augsburg begleiten. Ich begrüße auch unseren Chefcoach Albert Riera. 15.30 Uhr, also Spielbeginn, morgen um Sky und in der DAZN-Konferenz die Übertragung und auch bei uns bei Eintracht FM im Audiokommentar. Ham Osmas ist morgen der Schiedsrichter und kurz zur personellen Situation. Kawas Santos, Namdi Collins und Jean-Matteo Bahoya sind nach wie vor kein Thema für den morgigen Spieltagskader und werden die Reise nach Augsburg nicht antreten. Dann kommen wir direkt zu euren Fragen. Your questions to our head coach Albert Riera. Kurzes Handzeichen genügt. Starten bei Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Danke, Patrick. Hello, Coach. Rasmus Christensen, is he already ready for the squad against Augsburg?
He said three players that they are not available. The rest are available.
Well, maybe for the starting 11? Or does he still have to come from the bench?
I cannot give you this information.
Ingo Dustewitz von der Frankfurter Rundschau.
Augsburg is in a good mood. It's a hard to beat opponent. What is your plan to get rid of them?
The plan is that we are in a good mood. This is the important. We have to look ourselves. We know that there is a strong team playing at home with not too many defeats there. But again, for me, the key is on us. The key is on us. I have to say that this week it was the best week since I came here on trainings. It was a fantastic post after the defeat that hurted a lot against Leipzig, and the post on Tuesday was fantastic because, as I'm always saying, it's not about to criticize anyone, it's about to find solution and why happened the things. And we finished that meeting with a good mood because we look each other, we knew the mistake that we did. This mistake that we did, it's not about the concept, because in football, when you lose, it looks that everything is bad. But on concepts, it's exactly the same we are playing, or we played against Leipzig, exactly the same like the three games that we, at home, we had a clean sheet against Freiburg, Gladbach and Heidenheim. So the concepts are exactly the same. We had three clean sheets and it was everything fantastic. And against Leipzig, we conceded three goals and it seems like everything was bad. But the concepts are exactly the same. So what it changed? It changed the individualities of the opponent. It changed our players. It changed the moment. It changed this, but the concepts are exactly the same. So yeah, when you lose, it looks bad. But we are, as I said, after Wolfsburg, when we won, not everything was perfect. And when we lost, not everything was a disaster. So now focus on us, focus on this game to do a lot of good things with ball and without the ball. But I would like to say that it was the best week of trainings, of mood, of atmosphere. And this for me has a very easy meaning. The meaning is that we know each other better. This is something important and we are progressing together.
Lisa Siegel von der Bild.
Hi, Coach. Last weekend, Lothar Matthäus said that since your arrival in Frankfurt, nothing has changed. Do you agree with that statement? And if not, what has changed for the better, in your opinion?
For me, my opinion is very, very easy on this. And then I like to talk about the facts. And the facts is every time we won, the next game we didn't confirm. We didn't confirm. That's the reality. We didn't win two in a row. And this is important. When you win, you have to confirm again to say, listen, we are on the good way. And we didn't. That's the reality. But this is the negative. The positive is every time we lost, we didn't lose again. So we react. So we show a reaction. And this is on what I'm focused, not what on comments. I cannot control the comments. What I can control is, now we lost, we need a reaction. When we are winning, and if we're going to go there to win, if we win, to confirm again in the same game. This is on what I'm focused.
Matthias Merget vom Hessischen Rundfunk und dann Christopher Michel.
So, Coach, it's a complete different opponent tomorrow. Are you planning to change some positions in the starting team?
Well, the idea and the style is similar, but the opponent provokes that we're going to make some changes on positioning, especially on the way how we defend, because they play different like Leipzig on positioning. So we adapt to them defending, but with the ball, I think we are a team that becoming dynamic because we are creating chances. We said after Leipzig that we create chances enough to compete against them and to win the game. And we want to continue like this. Focus on not conceding chances. This is important if you want to win games. Remember when I came, we said now on what we have to be focused on to don't concede, because then we're going to have chances to win games. And again, focus on these things.
Coach, only Wolfsburg has conceded more goals after the 61st minute. So in the last half hour, you conceded the team 28 goals. That's a lot. Why does your team regularly collapse at this last half hour?
Well, we were talking, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about it's not physical, because physical, you can check, it's very easy with the GPS. You have every single moment of the player you can control. So it's not about this. It's not physically, and of course it's about when you are controlling the game, like happened against Köln. We need or to kill the game or to have more control of the game. That is not happening in this situation. Now, every game is different. I cannot say that is just for one reason. It's a bit when you score two, you need to go for the third, you need to call the game to kill the game. Sometimes it's so it can be mentally, it can be that we have to go for the game or to calm the game. So it's about understanding a little bit, no? But in general, I will not like to say that it's only one detail. Football is about to do many things, offensive and defensive. If you score the third goal in many games, then the game is over. And if you don't, and the opponent score one goal, then they are again in the game. So it's about this. It's about to kill the games. And we are focused on doing good things. Again, I repeat, we are insisting a lot to be a team trustable defending, and then a team that can score a lot of goals, that it means that we are creating a lot of chances. So again, I repeat, we did a fantastic week training with very good feelings from all the players. And tomorrow, hopefully, we will see this passion and this energy that we need. And the most important is that you will see a team that wants to win from the first minute.
Lisa Siegel.
Your ex-club Celje celebrated a championship last weekend. I mean, you were a huge factor why they collected so many points. Did you congratulate the club and your ex-players or not?
Of course, I congratulate them. Of course, we had a fantastic relationship. We are having a fantastic relationship. I am very happy for them, but now I am 110% focus on Eintracht. I'm focused here. Focus since the first day. The first day, I have to say that because this is a big club with the big expectations, we have to accept critics. We have to accept that the expectations are really, really high. And the first that I am saying this to the player, you have to be ready for this, because during your career, you will receive this moment. But then I like to say that when you see the people, you see in these moments. You see the characters in these moments. When everything it's nice and you are winning, you don't see the real face. So I'm seeing faces, I'm seeing players, situations. That this is the moment that we have to go with the war. Because on numbers, we're not bad. I mean, not bad. Not for the expectation that we want. Because 4 wins, 3 draws and 3 losses is not enough in this club. I accept it totally. But the reality is that when I came first day, we had 27 points with Freiburg in 7 and 8 position, draw. And then at the moment, we are 42, 43, 1 point behind them. I will say that Freiburg has, we have all of us the feeling that is they are having the best season of the history. And for us, 1 point behind them, it's not good enough. What it means is that they have expectation. They are very, very high, much higher than one club like Freiburg. So that's it. Accept it. And I am the first who is accepting. I am the first that I have to say that I am telling to the players, last week we were talking, I said, you are fighting to be in Europe next season. This is beautiful. So if we are not good enough, then we have to be criticized, and that's it. Because the reality is that 4 wins, 3 draws and 3 losses is not good enough. So we have to do better. We want to do better. We are on this. And I'm sure that tomorrow we'll do a fantastic game.
Matthias Mergert.
You have said some words at the beginning, but how do you assess the opponent Augsburg tomorrow?
Well, he's an opponent that, look, we are, I will say, we can compare a little bit on the way how we play, can be Leverkusen, that they play last game against them, and in a block 5-1, in a block that they were waiting, closing the spaces, very narrow, so that some moment we need to be patient, but we are ready. We are ready. We prepared this game in a deep block for them, waiting for us. We will be probably the team that will dominate. But then it will be very important the moment that we will lose the ball, because in a very narrow and this kind of positioning around their box, we will lose balls. And for me, it will be very important the moment that we lose the ball to react and to recover again, because probably, I said to the team, probably the goals will come on this way. Recovering the ball, attacking them, because only on positional game, Leverkusen is a team that has a big quality, had a lot of problems last week against them. So we need to be more dynamic. We cannot be static.
Ingo Dustewitz.
So if we are looking on the personal, of your person, of the players, do you have some surprises for us?
About the first 11, who will play? This you know that I cannot tell you, but... No, it's, listen, what I can say is every game is different. Every game, who will play? Look, Leipzig was this, Leipzig. So there are some players that, because of the characteristics, they are struggling in a open game. And you have other players that they are fantastic for against a team, for example, a deep block like Augsburg, between the lines, with the quality, with the players that can play one touch. So maybe you understand which kind of player we have that they can play between the line one touch fast. So these players are more ready to play this kind of game. When we have a game open like this, another characteristic of player. So every game requires something different. And I will put the players that I believe that they are the best for to face Augsburg in the way how they play.
Christopher Michel.
Coach, you talked about the atmosphere around the club, and the fans really are frustrated last week. Do you have a message for the fans, or can you feel how they, can you understand how they feel at the moment?
Of course. We are the first that we are, we want to win. And especially because these fans tomorrow, they will come again. If we put another 15,000 tickets, they will come. We don't have even to talk about our fans, because they are so loyal. And always, when I'm saying that football is a show, it's this is the reason. No, football is a show because and we need to give everything for them, because they are the people that they are paying to come. I don't need to pay tomorrow to be in the game. Probably you don't need to pay to come tomorrow in the game as a journalist, but the fans, yes. And because they want to see their team, you know, this is what they feel. So we have to play for the fans. I said many times, you know, during COVID, that time that it was not nice to be in an empty stadium. So they are a very important part. We said that we have to give food to them to enjoy, and they will be behind us. And of course, we are the first that we want to give the best from us that they will enjoy. So tomorrow we want to make a good game and to get the 3 points for them, of course. And the message is simple: to win for them, for us, because we want to win, but for them. And one sentence that I like to say, that always after the storm, always in this life, comes the calm and the sun. So we just need a little bit patient, and I am sure that it will come.
Okay, vielen Dank. We have the sun today and 3 points hopefully tomorrow. Thank you, Coach. Danke euch. Eine gute Anreise. Allen, die sich morgen auf den Weg nach Augsburg machen, und euch noch einen schönen Freitag. Danke.
Dankeschön. Ciao.